This is American Family News. I'm Robert Thornton. Fox reports that President Donald Trump has asked Representative Elise Stefanik of New York to withdraw from the U.N. ambassador contention over a razor-thin House majority. According to two sources familiar with state politics, New York state primary structure and the lack of GOP cohesion over choosing a candidate to run in Stefanik's place have led to concerns about a future special election there. Major pro-life groups are gathering in the nation's capital today to begin a lobbying effort with Congress and President Donald Trump's administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood ahead of the Supreme Court hearing a case in April that could strip the organization's funding in South Carolina. The pro-life groups are taking aim at abortion providers under an initiative called Defund Planned Parenthood, which targets federal Medicaid funding for the nation's main abortion provider. Yesterday, NPR CEO Catherine Marr and PBS President Paula Kerger took turns testifying in front of the Republican-led DOGE subcommittee. The two CEOs attempted to explain why their outlets still deserve public funding. Tim Burchett, Republican representative from Tennessee, joined Washington Watch.
They got their hands caught in a cookie jar. I hope America has some guts to follow through with this. I mean, I hope Congress does. America does. You know, these people at NPR and PBS, they literally hate this country. They hate everything it's about. They hate our patriotism. They hate our Lord. And they don't hide it. Now they got caught. You know, I asked her about these horrible things she said about President Trump. And she says, well, she is sorry she said those. She wished she hadn't said them or something. You know, it's like you catch a robber in the parking lot of a bank and they hand you the money back and you say, oh, I'm sorry.
He recalled a time he listened to a radio program.
And they asked a lady what their definition of propaganda was. And she said, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. And then I asked her about that. And she said, well, that was one of the guests or one of the hosts' opinion, you know. And can you imagine if somebody had gone on there and said something overtly racist or just something just gross? They would immediately have come on and cut that out, and they would have said, hey, we are so sorry, that is not our intention, blah, blah, blah. But because they attacked something of traditional values that we hold near and dear to our heart, they are allowed to say that garbage, and our tax dollars are paying for it.
He went on to say NPR and PBS can say all the garbage they want if the American taxpayer doesn't have a dollar invested. An Iowa law is on hold again. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward with more.
The law seeks to keep books with graphic sexual content out of school libraries. Known as Senate File 496, the law is often referred to by many news outlets and critics as a book ban, but Drew Zahn of The Family Leader says it's not a book ban.
You can still read the book. You can still own the book. You can purchase the book, and the publishers can publish the book. It's not banned. What it is a question of whether the public taxpayer dollars should be used to make these books available for free to children through our school system. Books that depict sexual acts between minors, books that depict graphically sexual abuse of minors or grooming behavior of sexual predators towards minors and depicts these things in a positive light, that these have no business in our school libraries.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Stephen Locher again temporarily blocked the part of the law that prohibits school libraries and classrooms from carrying books that depict sex acts. Locher is the same judge that has previously ruled against the law and was later overturned by a federal court of appeals. I'm Chris Woodward.
The Texas Tribune reports a Lubbock, Texas health official says federal funding cuts will hurt efforts to contain the measles outbreak in West Texas. In the city of Lubbock, federal grants help hire workers to combat the outbreak that has spread to 15 counties. Lubbock has been using three grants to help pay for extra temporary staff, a part-time nurse, and a full-time epidemiologist to help with vaccinations, answering phones, and working with testing of patients. AAA says a gallon of gas will cost you $3.16 on average, and a year ago, it was $3.54. Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.